Blog Talk Radio.
Restaging, for it falls to burn. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the armor, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oars to flow. Now, your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never knew how anointed I would be, oh yeah. If it had not been for the pressing, I wouldn't be able to walk into my destiny. He's preparing me.
Greater anointing.
Tell you, your greater is already here. You've been through some things. You've been through the beating. You've been through the shaking. Your greater is already here. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of y'all. We're going to ask Evangelist Ursula, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And I'm going to ask Evangelist Renee to give us a sandwich today on our review. And here we'll get into the review.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hello, everyone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity that we could come together on one accord to praise, worship, and honor you this morning, God. You are our King, our Master. You Yahweh, hallelujah. You Lord, you King, you Master. You everything and all things, God. And we thank you. We just submit and surrender every part of our lives to you this morning, God. We land down at your feet at the altar, God, waiting for a second touch. Hallelujah. Wanting to go higher in you, God. We want new experiences. Hallelujah. Want to go higher. Want to go deeper. Want more, more, more of you, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Fill us up this morning, God. Rain your glory over us. Hallelujah. We crying out for a touch from you, God. Rise up as blessing and praise go up, God. Rise up in this ministry, God. In the name of Jesus. Show up and show out. Reveal and expose. Hallelujah. Reveal yourself to us in a mighty way, God. Power when we call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power show up. The atmosphere change. Hallelujah. You make our crooked path straight, God. You bless us going and coming. You give us traveling grace. Hallelujah. You set your angels around and about us, God. You fight our battles for us, Father. In the name of Jesus, you cover our children and our family, friends, and loved ones, God. You cover our grandbabies, God. We pray for the sick and the shut-in, the elders and the babies, God. We pray that your perfect will be done, God. Keep us out of our own way, God. Help us to just to trust and depend on you, God, in every area of our life, God. I don't know nothing, don't want to know nothing. All I know is the word of God, and that's all I need to rise up out of me is your word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All I need, Lord, is to walk, talk, and live by your word, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. train us up in obedience, God. Obedience to your words, your statutes, your principles, your right. Not my right, Lord, but your right be done, God. Walk us in integrity. Hallelujah. Let me do what's right when ain't nobody looking. Do what's right to walk in integrity, God, in the name of Jesus. You see everything and all things, God. We can't hide nothing from you, God, so we might as well be transparent. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you for a new day. Hallelujah. To try to get it right. Thank you for a new opportunity. Hallelujah. To call on the name of the Lord. Thank you, God, for the promises and the rights. Hallelujah. That we have in your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way this way. Have your way in this book study, Lord. Have your way in 12 o'clock prayer, God. Have your way in Pastor Beasley, Pastor Bell. Hallelujah. Cover them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Bless everything they touch, say, and do. Put an anointing and a double blessing on them, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. We're going to ask Evangelist Renee, she'd be so kind to give us a spiritual sandwich.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for that beautiful prayer.
Yes.
Thank you for all you prayed, Pastor Beasley.
Amen.
And we just thank the Lord for letting us come together one more time.
Yes.
He didn't have to do it, but he did. It's
because
of his grace and his mercy. And we thank him. I'm going to, the first piece of bread will be coming from, I believe this is Revelation 4. It says, "You are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and they exist because you created what you pleased." Amen. Next piece of bread will be Hebrews 4:6. "So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and he will find grace to help us when we need it most." Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews 4:16. Inside our sandwich, we're going to put the scripture we stand on: "By his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Our God is good all the time, and all the time he is good." Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Gershner, for that beautiful prayer. And thank you so much, Evangelist Renee, for those encouraging, inspirational scriptures that made just an awesome sandwich. They used to have a sandwich back in the day they called a hero. But when you bite into that thing, I tell you, you had a good taste. And the sandwich you gave today, it had a real good taste. It hit my spot anyway. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we also want to keep Pastor lifted up. She's with Pastor Deutsch this morning. They're doing something. But anyway, we want to continue to keep them lifted up in prayer. But today is review day. So at least she texted me. I didn't get all of what she texted me. But anyway, if she can be on, she will. And but anyway, we want to make sure we keep her in prayer, whatever it is that she's doing. But we're getting ready to, anybody have anything they want to share from this week? This is a review. Anything you got this week that you want to share, now's the time to share it. Anything that you received this week from the broadcast, I don't know, maybe somebody just want to share something. They want you to engage. Hallelujah. Okay, also, Minister Robertson, he's in Tennessee. I want to make mention of that as well. Anyone else, he texts me. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Don't want to forget nothing. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
I would just like to say that out of the message, I mean, out of the messages that you've been bringing during the week, I understand that faith, you must have faith to engage. I mean, without faith, you're not going to believe. And with faith, you believe and you just read it over and over until you get it. Because God will open up your eyes of your mind to receive it and to understand it. And I know that because I've been here. And I thank him for all his blessings. And I thank you, Pastor, for teaching and explaining. And Evangelist Ursula, I thank you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to share something about conquering the thought life and doing a daily meditation and taking authority over my thoughts. So when fear and doubt and Satan want to turn all those things, I was just telling my kids, everything you think of, you ain't supposed to do. You know, stuff pops to your head and you be like, where'd that come from? You know, Satan been trying to deceive in your mind, you know, and you doing stuff that you don't even think that you want to do. You don't even know if you want to do it. You're just doing it because you thought of it. You know,
that's
right. So I was telling my children that just because you think of it, think about what you're thinking about before you act out of it or before you let it come out your mouth. Amen. And it says, in the mind, Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you that I shall prosper in health, even as my soul prospers.
Yes.
I have the mind of Christ, the Messiah,
and
do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purpose of his heart. I trust in you, Lord, with all my heart. I lean not on my own understanding. In all my ways, I acknowledge you, and you shall direct my path. Today, I submit myself to your word, which exposes and sifts and analyzes and judges every thought and purpose of my heart. For the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to pull down, for me to pull down. I have to pull down those thoughts and rebuke them. I have to cast them down. Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
I don't listen to what my mind say when I know it ain't from God. I don't act out on it. I don't repeat it because Satan will have you cursing your own self out of your own mouth.
Yes, he will.
So I pull those thoughts down. They're strongholds to intimidate me and put me in fear and unbelief and to make me fail. I refute arguments and theories of reasoning, every proud and lofty thing that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. If it ain't in the word, then I don't believe it. I don't want to hear, devil, you a lie from the pit of hell. And when you place in my thought mind, I don't have to believe it. I know you a lie. If it's negative, if it's bad, if it's going to make me feel down, if it's going to destroy my self-worth and my self-esteem, it's from Satan. So I have to rebuke that thought. Amen. Cast it down. I need every thought and purpose away into captive of obedience to Christ, the Messiah,
right.
The anointed
one. Captivity to the obedience of Christ. Yes.
Then I shall be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. If it ain't God's will, I don't want to think it and I'm not doing it.
Say
hallelujah.
It.
I meditate on God's word day and night. Hallelujah. For then I shall make my way prosperous. Amen.
Amen. Power. Yes. Thank you. That was all scripture. And I like the part that she said to cast down all vain imagination and every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity. You got to bind that thing. You got to put it up under Christ. I don't care what the thought is. Satan will have you thinking all kinds. lot of times they'll have you thinking stuff that you think is right is wrong. So you gotta bring it. Let me tell you what. The Lord told me this the other day, and I shared this with you guys. I think it was on Friday. God expects us to be like him. Somebody said to me, you ain't God. And I went, you know what? They wrong. I'm supposed to be just like my parents. I was born again. I was born into God's family, so I need to act like God. See, people lie to you so much. They say, you ain't God. Well, God expects us to be like him. He expects it. I said, what? God said, yeah, I expect you to be like me. Why, you thought you got born again? So you could be like me. That's why I gave you the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. He said, it's okay. These earthlings, they don't understand. It's okay. You're not living on earth. You're living in earth, but you're not of the earth. See, you seek those things above what Christ said because you've been risen with Christ. So now they're not going to understand you. Now those that love me, they'll appreciate what you're saying because they know it's for them too. We seek those things above what Christ said, not on the earth. Man, I ain't looking for nothing on this earth. Nothing. And that a lot of people, they seeking for stuff. It doesn't matter. I take it as it comes, take it as it goes. But my heart, I'm looking for the things that's in Christ, which is Christ seat above and not beneath. So you have to bind all them other things up, bringing them to captivity to the obedience of Christ. And say, you know what? Christ is bigger than this. Christ got to be bigger than your thoughts. He has to be bigger than your feelings. God expects for us to act like Christ. Act like him. Act like God. We, the same stuff in God is in us. Hallelujah. Anybody else? I do the review. Anyway. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, still got a chance. The Lord said somebody got something on their heart. Don't speak it. This is our review. You being led to engage, engage. And if you're worried about getting your feelings hurt, if it ain't God, your feelings will be hurt. Because it's not about feelings. This is about the Word of God. See, I let the Word of God in for Christ. Hallelujah.
Pastor, I'd like to share, the devil comes in, and I mean, he sneaks in, like, it's just unbelievable. My aide, when she first came, she was all about the Word at noon, and Jesus is amen and everything. But here lately, now, she know I listen every noonday, and she know Thankful Thursday, I'm engaging. The last Thursday, she come in, she waits till the Word at noon come up, and then she wants to watch me. And I let it go this week, but it will not happen again, because I don't miss
God.
My Word at noon.
Praise
need
God.
My Word. But
praise
then that when he sneaks in under people, and you be thinking they all that, then the Lord reveals to you, no, you're not going through this. And I just ask God to pray to me that I keep even keel with her, and I don't say nothing that's not
quite
right.
That sounds like George Jefferson.
Just continue to pray for me that I will stay strong in the Lord. Amen.
Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, we bind up everything that's coming against Evangelist Renee at her noonday hour. Father God, this we know this is not the first time. We've had others to testify For some reason or another, that's what Satan does. And I thank you, Father God, for reminding us that he comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. I thank you, Father God, that we know he comes to steal that word from us. We know that. He really don't want our houses. He don't want our land. He wants that word up out of us. Because as long as we got that word, he's defeated. And I thank you, Father God, that Renee stands on that word. She is healed by that word. Word to her is what oxygen is to a human being. The word to her is what water is to a fish. The word to her is what a slop is to a pig. The word to her is what a electricity is to a light bulb. She got to have it. So, Father God, right now, I thank you. I thank you for putting that spirit at rest that's coming against her. Because by right, Father God, she's the boss over there, and she say what she want when she want it. I thank you, Father God, that she's going to do a new schedule, and she's going to determine and decide exactly what she wants. And based on that, Father God, she's going to let her aide know that, hey, we're going to do this at 9, we're going to do this at 10, we're going to do this at 11, and we're going to do the word at noon, at noon. If you only want to listen, that's your choice, but do what I'm doing. And since you're here to aid me, and the things I want to do. Father God, I thank you right now that it's going forth like that. Just as you designed it and you put it in her heart because it was you that healed her. See, that A wasn't around when she was confessing the word of God over her knee all the time, over her leg all the time. I thank you, Father God, that she remember your word. And I thank you for her remembering your healing. Father God, I thank you and praise you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
If somebody else can agree with me, just want to agree.
Amen.
We'll agree with you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm in agreement, God. I'm in agreement with him, God. Hallelujah. That all that Renee says to do, Pastor Renee, God, bless her to do it, Father. Everything you bless her with, bless her to keep it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, keep all distractions far from her, God. Put a lot hedge of protection around and about her, God. So at 12 o'clock, nothing can detour her or take her away from the purpose that you have in her life, God. She's living for you. Hallelujah. And we rebuke and bind all distractions in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, how long I've been listening to the word at noon a mighty long time.
Yes,
ma'am. I ain't let nobody or nothing distract me.
Hallelujah.
I want to say a good, I know it's since 2012.
Wow, that's a long time.
2013, somewhere up in there.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Nothing coming up against that word.
Yeah, see, when you get, some people, they get settled in buildings and organizations, but when you get settled in the word and the word gets settled in you, your focus is the word of God. You look to be in the word of God. You look to operate out of that word. And I thank Evangelist Ursula for saying that we believe in right now, no distraction, no more. No more. No distraction.
Mm-hmm.
None. And that's period. Mm-hmm. Evangelists are sharing. For some reason or another, the enemy wait. And I know she may be listening online, but I'm saying it's the truth because we've all experienced this online, listening. For some reason or another, she would get all kinds of stuff start going on in her life. From different family members, from different people, and it would happen right at 12 o'clock. No other time. Everything be quiet. But as soon as she started reading, boom, she get them distractions. And she's not the only one, and you're not the only one. And I want to tell you, you're fighting, though. That's what God expects for us to do, to stand and fight. And just to show you this, I'm going to ask Evangelist, well, let me go on and read Ephesians 6. I don't know if she's A right now. Ephesians 6. I'd like to start with that 10th verse because I want you to know something, brothers and sisters. The Bible says, see, a lot of times people think they're fighting against flesh and blood. It ain't her. It don't have nothing to do with her. But the Bible says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. That means be strong in the word. And then be strong in the power of his might. When he says to put on the whole armor of God, so you'll be able to stand against these devil desires, against the wiles of the devil. You got to be able to stand. And I want to congratulate you. You're standing. And you're getting your brothers and sisters here on the, to help stand with you. But let me remind everyone, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Don't have nothing to do with her. This ain't flesh and blood. This ain't your husband. This ain't your wife. These ain't your children. This ain't the pastor. This ain't the apostle. This ain't the bishop. You don't, that's flesh. That ain't what you coming against. But against principality, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why you got to take on the whole armor of God, so you'll be able to withstand in the evil days. And the Bible says when you've done all you can to stand, stand therefore. Stand having your loins girded about with truth. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, as long as you stand in truth, you have no worries. You get out of truth, you're going to have some worries. And then, and not your truth or not a truth, but the truth. That's what you got to stand. Because I have people saying things, but it's not necessarily the truth. Because they don't rightly divide the word of truth. The Bible says in Timothy that you have to rightly divide. 2 Timothy 3:16. You have to rightly divide the word of truth. Because you can wrongly divide it. A lot of times people divide truth to make it, they take the word of God to make it fit in their box. Or a picture that they want to paint. They'll use God's word like that. Does it work? Absolutely. Because the word of God is true. But they'll use it for the wrong reason. Wrong reason. To deceive people. People use the word of God because Satan allowed that to happen on their watch. That's what happened, brothers and sisters. So we got to take the shield of faith, which is the word of God, to withstand all the fiery dots of the devil or the wicked one or Satan, the evil one. He's only going to understand that word, man. Listen, brothers and sisters, Satan don't have no choice when it comes to the word of God. It's not a matter of choice. He has. When it comes to the word of God, the Bible says Satan have to submit, and he have to submit to you. Just like if he would submit to God. See, when you're acting like God, Satan don't have no choice. And I'm going to say this, excuse me. This fight is to the finish. You're going to finish. And you're going to finish victorious. Because you will stand. Everything Satan throw at you, you already accomplished. You don't know it yet, but you have. All you got to do is continue to stay in that word, stay faithful, take on that whole armor, use your spiritual weapons, which is the word of God, slice Satan every which way. And I want to tell you, it's all over but the shouting. If you just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You speak that word on and don't go back on it. Satan can't take it. Can you imagine him withstanding God? Satan can't deal with God. Neither can he deal with you because you're hidden in Christ. That's what we talked about. You're hidden in Christ, okay? I want to say, we're with you, sister. Trust me. And we're going to continue to believe and continue to cast down, because you're in a spiritual warfare. And I want you to know it's big. It's big. You're wrestling. That means you got to take hold of it, and they take hold of you when you're wrestling with something. But other than that, you're getting your head beat in. And Satan, he would love for you to think. No, you're going to let that scamburger know you're wrestling with him. Because the Bible said that's what you do. And it ain't flesh and blood, but it's principalities. That's a whole line of stuff. Powers. It's powers out there. And it's not powers like we thinking. It's power to get over on Christians. That's what Satan come down to do. To get over on us. So he used these powers. There's a whole world out there, darkness, that's real. And then there's a ruler of that darkness. A ruler. And this is not flesh and blood. That's why I keep telling people the Antichrist won't be flesh and blood. Forget that. That's a spirit. Opposes Christ, against the things of Christ. You would think that if she was going to do anything, but see, I'm going to tell you something else too, y'all. I might well going to tell you. A lot of times, this broadcast will hit a nerve with the folks. Because I had a lot of folks got on me because I started talking about church building. Well, if I don't tell you the truth, then God's going to hold me accountable. Because every time I look around, they were talking about the church. And I'm saying, wait a minute, you're the church. Let that become a reality to you. And then I showed him in the scripture in 1 Corinthians 6:19. He said, know ye not, you are the temple. So I began to share that. So I had a lot of people walk away. And then Jesus reminded me, when he was preaching truth, he says to Peter and them other boys, when he began to speak the truth about how they was going to have to be partakers of his body, and they walked with him no more. Jesus said to Peter, will you also leave me? Peter said, Lord, where are we going to go? You have the words to eternal life. Listen, brothers and sisters, everybody ain't ready for truth. When I tell people that you're to take the nature of God in you, we're possessing eternal life. That's true. No, you don't see it with the optical nerve. Let me be the first one to tell you. You won't feel it in your shana-na-na. You won't feel it in your bones. You ain't supposed to feel it. It's knowledge. Knowledge. Like the whole world is governed by knowledge. We were talking this week, and I thought it was a real interesting. You got to know your rights. Part of your rights is to have the knowledge of Christ. That's your right. So everything is predicated. He said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, not for the lack of hooping and feeling good and all this. No. Some people don't really believe on the name of the Son of God. Because believe means acting. They don't act on that. They'll say it now. So hopefully, maybe next week, we'll talk about the two kinds of righteousness. You know, man have his righteousness, and then God have his righteousness. But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, if you be risen with Christ, if now you've been risen, you have the same nature in you that Christ has. Then you will do the things the nature of God would do in terms of righteousness. And I like what scripture we had last week, too. That was over in 1 John 4:4. He said, ye are God's little children and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Listen, loved ones, you are God's children. Israel would have loved to be called that, but they wasn't called that. Woo! Don't get me to tell you what they were called. And God wanted them to be his children. But God allowed us to even have Christ's mind. Israel wouldn't afford it that. But we were, and we are. So these mighty scriptures that we read from day to day, and yes, I said mighty scriptures, because mighty is the word according to Acts. It demands a higher level than what we give it. We need to take God's word more serious than just some paper and some ink. It has to be serious, more serious than that. You know, a lot of times people, when they do with pencil and ink, if it's something they want to highlight, they use a marker. Listen, brothers and sisters, the whole Bible needs to be marked, and especially everything dealing with us in Christ. It really needs to be highlighted big time. But we who are able to stand in his presence of the Father without sense of condemnation are those to me that are seeking after God's righteousness. Can't buy anything. They don't allow anything to condemn them. They too busy trying to do God's will. And that will is we get right standards with God so that he can say, welcome, thy good and faithful servant. A lot of you all guys right now, believe it or not, a lot of you guys right now are just holding up the body of Christ. Because you won't just go ahead and make that stand and say, Lord, whatever your will is, like that sister was praying. That's the attitude you got to have. Lord, whatever your will is, what I'm going to do. I don't have a problem with none of this other stuff. I put it all to the side. You know, God had me to say, every word that come out of my mouth, God said, would I say that? I said, I don't know. I tried to play dumb. Boy, the worst thing you can do is play God dumb with God. Then he went and showed me on the scripture, man, that our words have to be full of grace. We have to speak what God spoke. We have to say what his word said. I don't care how tempting it is for us to act in the flesh. We can't do it any longer. Not any longer. Why, you ask? I'm glad you asked. That takes us right to what we've been studying all week. Hallelujah. I know a couple of y'all may have to go, but it's okay. I want to share this. Over in 1 Peter 18, this is, I don't know if you evangelist Ursula is able to read or not. Wait a minute. But in 1 Peter 1 and 18, hallelujah. For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and as gold, from your vain conversation received ye by tradition from your fathers. But here's how you was redeemed. You know, folks want you to believe anything. This one crazy guy that got on the internet, I'm not even calling his name, but he wants you to think that you've been redeemed by everything but the blood of Christ. But the Bible says, but we, with the precious blood, he called it precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And it was already foretold he was going to do this. This is what you've been redeemed with. Listen, brothers and sisters, dear hearts, I want you to know, when you think about redemption, I always think about a slave was redeemed when someone paid money to buy his freedom. That's where I look at this. Your freedom was bought, man. It's been paid for. Your sin been paid for. So don't call God no lie. You've been redeemed. That's what the Bible says. You've been redeemed from the curse of the law. And when I think about it, God redeemed us from, I could just say literally, singing. And he didn't do it with money. He didn't do it with cunning. He didn't do it with trying to overtalk somebody. No. He didn't do it with your currency. And you know what? I heard something made a lot of sense. You know, the only currency God really, and this is a word here, the only currency God really take is faith. That's the only currency he take. He don't take nothing else but faith. And without it, you can't please him. I thought that was awesome to know the only way you can pay the bill is with faith. That's how God operates. The only currency he received is faith. And in Romans 6:6, let me go there right quick, because I want to quote it. I want to make sure I read this thing right. But in Romans 6, and I think I'm going to start with verse 6. Well, I think I do verse 6 and 7. It reads as follows. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is free from sin. We're free from that. That's if you be dead with Christ, then we believe that you shall also live with him. That's right now. Knowing that Christ never raised, being raised, that he never died again. We know this. So he started off by saying, knowing this. Do you know it? Or do you think it? Do you feel it? Or do you know it? When you know something, it's about knowledge. Brothers and sisters, you should know that your baptism actually represents being planted together in the likeness of his death. That's what that was about. And if that's true, then we should operate in the likeness of his resurrection. That's right now. That's right now. And so we cannot escape sin if you let sin people dictate to you. You cannot escape sin as long as you're around sinful minded people. No, you'll never escape it. A lot of our books have been written, and it was all based on sin conscience rather than right conscience. See, when you're righteous, then that's what you're going to come out of you. I think a lot of books need to be rewritten. Yeah, because it was written out of a sin conscience, not out of a righteous conscience. Because if it was written out of a righteous conscience, then a whole lot of stuff just wouldn't be said. You got to remember Jesus' words, people. He said, he that believe the works that I do, he shall do also. He that bless. And when you think about how he blessed the world. Now, if you believe, like Christ believed, the works that he does, you'll do. Now, then you got to go back and really understand that spiritually and understand it from a righteous perspective. You ain't doing it for money. You ain't doing it for fame. You're doing it because you know the world needs you to help in this redemption process. Because if you don't, you'll listen to sinful-minded people, and they'll say, oh, God don't need you. Yeah, I've heard people say that. God don't need you. Yes, he does. He said he does. Matter of fact, he said that he was over in John 15. Real plain to me. I'm part of that tree. I'm part of the branch. Whatever effect the tree affects me, because I'm part of it. Whatever good come out of the tree, good gonna come out of me, because I'm part of it. I'm part of the very righteousness of God. So remember, brothers and sisters, the law was just a shadow of things to come. It wasn't a thing. So people being taught, they missed it. The perfect thing was to come after Christ. That's the whole revelation right there. Man, if you realize that all the Old Testament was to do, and also the New Testament, because part of the New Testament is part of the Old Testament because of the way they put it together. But in actuality, we're living the New Testament, not the old. We're not doing things the old way. Nowhere in the Old Testament was they required to go you into all the world. They wouldn't do that. They was required to go to the temple. There's a great contrast here. Night and day different. They weren't even required to have God in their heart. Wasn't even required to. But God said, you know what? What I'm going to do, I'm going to put their law, my law in their inward part. They couldn't even experience that. Only one came close, and that was Moses. He could only see the backside. But he knew what it was. Jeremiah said it was like fire shut up in my bones. He tried to explain what it is to be in the presence of God, to be in that anointing, and to maintain that. The enemy will find a way to get you to come out of the word of God. Whatever that means, he'll do it. But we still open up. Anybody have anything else they want to share about the review or any other thing? Because I got plenty of scriptures that we went over this week. But I just tried to reserve Sunday for you guys to be part of it. Hallelujah. Well, one day we talked about Genesis 1, I believe Evangelist Renee spoke, read a scripture from Genesis 1. And now one of the things that I made a statement about it, the Spirit said that anything man tried to figure it out, God already figured it out. They were saying where that black hole come from. They've been talking, if you watch the news lately, they've been talking about this black hole that appeared. Well, the Bible said God created heaven and earth, everything in it. Everything, heaven and earth. So you're going to have to go outside of heaven and go outside of earth. But everything else, God, it was God created it. Man ain't created jack. Lucifer ain't created nothing. So I thought that was real good. And I like what James said, too, because this really blessed my heart. Over in the book of James, the third chapter, and I think the book of James, the third chapter. James 3. James 3 and 17. Well, that's 17, 3 and 17 and 18. Yeah, that's what it was, 3:17, 18. It says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the 18th verse said, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. And one thing that I got from that, I got a lot from that, but one thing I wanted to point out, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Brother and sister, it's only a few pure things left, if you don't know it or not. I was in the grocery store. They had this honey, and they put it in a jar. And then they took a piece of cone and put it in there, and God said, that ain't pure. It been tampered with. They had to clean the glass. And then they put the honey in there. So it ain't pure honey. Even though the label may say it's pure, it's not pure. It's been tampered with. Only a pure in heart is going to see God. You got to be totally honest. And if you don't know a thing, you just don't know. But you can't start making up stuff. Because, see, that's what Satan does. He makes up these thoughts. Put them in our mind. I hate to keep on reflecting back, but I don't have a whole lot of choice at this moment. But today, earlier, Evangelist Ursula was talking about her children and their mindset. And not only her, but some others too. Listen, brothers and sisters, you got to cast these thoughts down, man. That's your mind. And you got to say, Lord, whatever is true, I want. I don't care what it looked like, what it seemed like, how it feel. I want truth, pure truth, because everything ain't pure. Because it says it's pure, that means it's pure. Like a lot of people think, because a church on the outside, that means it's a church on the inside. That's not so. It's not pure. Pure wisdom come from God. The pureness of truth come from God. The pure peace come from God. That's why the Bible says, who is wise among you, endure knowledge among you, let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness and wisdom, but the God kind of wisdom. Anyone else? Any scripture? Any at all? Well, I want to thank you guys again, and we'll see you all. Unless anybody else have anything to say, we'll see you all Monday for the Word.